12:30 in the District of Columbia. People have been on hold for a while. I'm just going to let them talk.
Let them talk, bro.
My man Eric is in Stafford. Eric, how far are you?
I wore a damn tutu. Let them talk.
What up, Eric?
What's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. Man, what a game. What a team. The Commanders are here to stay. You know, my credit pie goes 60 to Jaden Daniels, 20 to OZ and Zach Ertz, and 24 the defense. I mean, the coaching staff.
All right.
Jaden Daniels, he's proven week in, week out, nothing is too big for him. No moment under the lights is a big moment for him. He knows how to control the game, and he just, the way he distributes the ball, phenomenal. It's good that Zach Ertz was able to, you know, be that security blanket for him since, you know, they were, you know, on Terry McLaurin most of the game. And then the coaching staff to go on fourth down several times, making adjustments. It's been a while since we had a coaching staff that's done here, you know, that's done that in D.C. for a while. So that's all I have to say. I'm proud of the Commanders, and whoever we play in the playoffs, it doesn't matter. We'll take on anybody. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Eric. I totally agree. I mean, the mindset of, like, trying to get – of course you want the best matchup, and I think this organization – a lot has changed since week one. If they got a chance at Tampa, a lot has changed since week one.
Oh, yes.
But, dude, it's the playoffs. You're going to play a good team, and you got to go try to beat them.
Beat whoever you see.
It's not that complicated. PFF just put this out. Their highest-graded players from last night against the Falcons. OZ, Olamide Zaccheaus, 84.2. Jaden Daniels, 82.2. Bobby Wagner, 80.2, Sam Cosmi, 75.1, and John Allen making his return last night at 73.8.
All right, BJ.
Yo, some of those holds on Cosmi
was a bunch of BS.
That's kind of what I thought. Like, when he gets inside on a D-tackle and then he moves his hands and the D-tackle drops, that's not a hold.
No.
It's not a hold.
No. Hold is... wrap your arm around his neck when he's trying to get
past
you.
When the guy's getting past you and you stop his ability to get past you, that's holding.
Hold is when a guy, just like when a guy is leaning on you in the post and you just move, they call it pull a chair from under them, right? And the guy falls. Is that your fault?
No.
That he was leaning on you and you moved out the way and let him fall? But we see referees call that sometimes on the player that moved. And the same thing in that game, that dude was leaning, he was very chest forward. And he was heavy, and he just fell. You know? You can't call it all the time.
I am with you. Tim is in Mississippi. What's up, Timmy?
What's up, guys? So good to be on with you guys. I'm a Skins fan down here in Mississippi.
Oh, man.
And if I could, let me just tell you a couple things real quick, and I'll get to my credit pie, but real quickly, I'll be brief, I promise. First time ever caller to any radio show in D.C., so I'm excited, but listen, I grew up in Mississippi, and in 1983, my parents said we're moving to D.C.
Wow,
we moved up to D.C. The first game I ever saw, I was a Cowboys fan, of course. You know, B-Mitch, you know, you're either Saints, Cowboys, or Falcons. So I was a Cowboys fan. Didn't know better. Sorry. So we move up to D.C. I get invited to a watch party for the Super Bowl with Joe T. And Rigo, watch Rigo break the tackle, watch Joe T do his thing, and I have been a fan for 41 stinking years.
There you go.
So, love it. I moved back down to the I came back down to school. I was a spoiled Redskins fan. 1983, I just moved there. We win a Super Bowl. 1987, I'm a senior at Yorktown High School in Arlington. We win a Super Bowl. I'm a senior at Ole Miss down here in the South. In 92, we win a Super Bowl. Go Rip. I mean, I was a spoiled young 22-year-old.
Been a long time since then.
Dude, JP, it's been awful. So I'm down in Mississippi. I'm still living back in the old days when you can't watch the Skins. I can't watch them because all they show is these other teams. The best invention ever made was DirecTV and the NFL ticket. Ever since they started that, I was a subscriber, so I got to watch my Skins every week. The problem was we stunk so bad for so many decades. I'm 55 years old now. What's happened? I watched Jane Daniels last year. LSU came to play Ole Miss. What a shootout game that was. So when all this draft was happening, I was fired up. I was really hoping we'd get him. He is amazing. So real quick, I work at a college. I'm a fundraiser for athletics. We have a banquet every year. 2 years ago, guess who I had a part in getting to come speak to our banquet? Freaking Joe Theismann. He came, and I got to wear his ring. We got pictures. I visited with him. I said, Joe, I'm a big fan. And it was I felt like a kid again. And that's kind of, as you can tell, how I feel now. But it's been great watching this team. I'm so excited. The victories, I watch them every week. So anyway, Brian, I went to the Saints game a couple weeks ago. I saw you guys doing your pregame show down there. I feel like I'm a 55-year-old man, but I feel like I'm 15, 17 years again. So old again. So it's been really great.
We're glad for you, Timmy.
Anyway, love y'all's show. Here's my credit pie. I would love to give 90% to Jaden Daniels on his own because he carried that team. He did so great. But I won't be realistic, be fair. I'm going to give 50% to Daniels. We'll give 20% to the defense because they stepped up in the second half. Zacchaeus, I'm going to give him 10%. Boy, he stepped up. Ertz, 10% to Ertz. What a catch in the end. And, man, he was running after the catch. Yak after catch yesterday. Yep. That was awesome. McNichols, I'm giving 10 to McNichols because on that effort, on that 4th and 2, for him to duck under that last attempted tackle and to get that first down was freaking unbelievable. I was running around my house last night hugging my kids, my college kids. They're all in college, but I was hugging them like I said. It's just awesome. I don't care who we play. It's all gravy for somebody like me right now. Do you understand? It's
yes,
like
sir.
Gravy.
Thank you,
so
Tim.
Great.
Appreciate
all right,
bro. You, bro.
Appreciate you, Timmy.
Love you guys.
All right, bro.
My man Tim is fired up.
Hell yeah, he is.
And understandably, man, 11 games, dude. Nobody expected that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Wednesday's New Year's Day. Landfill, see if we can get Greenberg on Thursday. Because I remember Greenberg said, he's like, if you like this team, you're better off going alt lines heavy on the win total and getting some plus money. I believe Greenberg put something in at 11 wins to make some real cash.
Greenberg should send us some food Thursday.
Yeah, Greenberg.
He got hit.
What do you think the chances are Greenberg would drive to Ashburn and do the show with us out there?
Let me see what the analytics say. No chance.
I think Greenberg might live out that way, though. I don't know. But I agree with you, probably no chance. Who wants to get nuts? Shout out to Rick Snyder, who took a picture of our guy, Commandante Tequila, and said, what'd he say? I have no words?
He no words.
Now, Commander responded to it, thought it was
he
funny.
He just said no words. Commander looked like he was walking, like my coach used to say, he looked like he was knee-walking drunk.
Hello, Commander. How do you do, sir?
Pretty good, you guys. How's your great morning or great afternoon, man?
Oh, yeah. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I haven't slept yet, but I'm awake drinking my coffee.
Cool.
Hey, I got four different pies.
What?
Okay, I got a pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
Quattro.
For Jane Daniels, you know. Then I got a big old huge double dip chocolate cream mud pie for the offense and for the defense. And
Jeff Sears burnt up at mud pie.
And the blue, yeah. Somebody's supposed to bring it in. I don't know, but an apple pie with blueberry in it. For our coaches. Man, this game was awesome. The fans never left the stadium this time. Everybody stood there after overtime and after the game. Oh, my God. I've never seen it like this in my life, to tell you the truth.
I love it. What time did you get out of there, Commander?
I left there like 2 o'clock. I didn't get here to the house almost 2:30.
Commander, yeah, what'd you think of Rick Snyder posting a picture of you yesterday?
Oh, that was funny because he said okay, they posted a picture. I got my kids at the house. My kids seen it. He woke up, and they sent it to the picture to my wife, and I didn't see it till after the game. And my son posted it with the picture saying, I don't know my dad no more.
Thank you, brother.
All right, you guys take care.
Happy New Year, brother. Commander. Commandante, getting it done.
I tell you, boy.
What am I going to do here? We can do this. No, Mama's going to take a minute.
Neil, Landfill said Neil had him over 9.5 wins.
I think he might have had an alt to 11. Los is in Severna Park. What up, Los?
Yo, gentlemen, big shout out to your boy Ryan, man. I was tailgating with him yesterday. I'm not sure you know
who,
Ryan,
the Stallion?
Right? Yeah, the Marine. The Marine, man. The Congress
oh.
Marine.
Oh, you know? Sure. Yeah. Not Stallion. Yeah, an actual Marine.
No, not the Stallion. No. Okay. But, yeah, big shout out to him. Was tailgating with him yesterday, man. I was at the game, lost my voice, man. When we won, man, I was crying. My girlfriend was right next to me. I was crying. She's like, why are you crying? I'm like, this means something, you know? I was like, this never happened. And I got to see it live, you know? I was like, yeah. But look, a big credit pie goes to Jane Daniels, Zach Ertz, the offensive line, and a piece of pie with an ice cream on top to McNichols, man. That guy is running like he never wants to get cut from this team ever again. He's going to stay on this team. We're going to resign him. But I'm looking forward to the future, man, to more games like this on primetime. You know how long it's been since we've had a primetime game on Sunday night? It's been at least 2 or 3 years. So, like, this for us to be on national television, an ownership putting money in a stadium for us to actually have a light show, fire, and you know, proposals on the field – man, this is a Disney movie going on right now.
Yeah. It really is.
Yo, Revo, congrats, brother.
Thank you, Los.
Congrats, man. Shout out.
All right, man. You know what? That's the second guy that told me he was crying. I got a text from Devon in Rockville. He was like, man, I had tears in my eyes. Tell the truth. You were crying. You cried, did you?
My eyes watered up yesterday.
Your eyes were sweating?
Bro, I was just, at one point, I was just standing in the stadium, just taking all the energy in, bro.
And your eyes started sweating.
I started coughing so I could just wipe my eyes without, you know, fully tearing up.
Yeah.
It's all good, though.
Just say you were crying.
But I was almost there.
Grown man cry.
Now, we win a playoff game. Oh, we go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to stop talking.
Relax,
stop.
Jeff. Yeah, relax.
Jeff, damn.
Got
to put it out there, though, Jeff. Got to believe to achieve.
Got to believe. I mean this seriously. Like, we saw them play the Ravens. They've beaten the Eagles. There's nobody they can't compete with. I don't know what the hell's going to happen. I'm not talking about New Orleans or any other thing, but, like, whoever it is in this wild card round, the only thing we know for sure is that they're going to this wild card round.
Yep.
And we know for sure it'll be Tampa, L.A., or Philly. You don't walk into any of those games
thinking you don't have a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as five is playing, and that's not to take anything away from everybody else involved, because a lot of people are involved in huge, huge games and wins.
Believe me, everybody else knows if I just do my job, he'll make me look good.
As long as five is playing,
yeah.
Phone lines all damn day. It's B. Mitch and Finley.